Christmas in Bethlehem promises to be a somber affair again this year. Tourism is still down, and the city is surrounded by Jewish settlements and the controversial barrier Israel is building in and around the West Bank. Yet Palestinians in Bethlehem say they still have hope that things will get better. NPR's Linda Gradstein visited Bethlehem and filed this report.
A group of brown-robed priests, each with a single candle, celebrates Mass in one of the underground chapels in the Church of the Nativity. Nearby, several Nigerian pilgrims silently prostrate themselves on the gold star that marks the spot where Christians believe Jesus was born. On the main floor, workmen clean the mosaic floors in preparation for tonight's Christmas Eve Mass to be broadcast live around the world. In a quiet corner, two young Palestinian women pray intently, clutching candles. Arisha Abu Feta says Christmas celebrations in her home in the nearby village of Beit Sahur will be quiet. Her father, who used to work in tourism, left for the U.S. a year and a half ago. She says she hopes the tourists will come back to Bethlehem and there will be work for her father again. Her friend, Shahira As-Said, says the mood in Bethlehem is somber, but she hopes that Palestinian elections next month to choose a successor to the late Yasser Arafat will make things better.
Our situation is not natural. We are not in charge of our own country, and there's killing and fighting. After the elections, we hope things will get better.
The front runner in those elections, Mahmoud Abbas, will attend the Christmas Eve Mass. For the past 3 years, Israel had prevented Arafat from traveling from his compound in Ramallah to Bethlehem for the Mass. Bethlehem Mayor Hanna Nasser remembers the years before the current round of Israeli-Palestinian fighting began in September 2000. Almost 1 million tourists visited the city a year, and hotels and restaurants were packed. Nasser says since then the average per capita income in Bethlehem has dropped from $2,700 to less than $400.
The mood is not a joyful mood at all. We will contribute in the religious processions as usual. We will attend the midnight mass as usual. But believe me, the mood, the atmosphere is not there. The smile on the faces of the children, you don't find it there.
Nasser says he's most concerned by the barrier Israel is building in and around the West Bank. The recently completed section at the entrance to Bethlehem effectively cuts off the city from Jerusalem. The Israeli military presence around a Jewish holy site has turned one section of the city into a ghost town where dozens of shops have closed. And yet, most residents agree, the situation has improved slightly from previous years. Israeli authorities say they will do whatever they can to facilitate Christmas celebrations. Soldiers will stay out of Bethlehem, and Palestinian police will have responsibility for security in the city. For the first time since 2000, Israeli Arabs will be allowed to visit. And Palestinian Christians from other parts of the West Bank will be given permits to enter Bethlehem. Back on Manger Square, two workmen and a cherry picker are placing oversized ornaments on a two-story-high Christmas tree. On one side of the square, Angela Jacobin sits surrounded by olive wood creches and ornaments in the souvenir shop her father opened in 1925.
It's a little bit better this year. It's peaceful and it's calm. It's the main thing is it's peaceful, which makes the joy for people.
And, of course, it is still Christmas. Gradstein, NPR News.